Kumbaya, everyone. Kumbaya. Let's all come together. Hashtag forward together. Unity. I've touched upon the hypocrisy of this whole unity call in previous episodes, but I'm going to summarize it all together for you here because, well, it's exactly what it is. It's hypocrisy because the left, believing that they won, have called for unity to put our divisiveness aside and come together as Americans so we can heal. Yeah, that's kind of ironic coming from the same crew that was calling those of us who supported Trump Klansmen or bigots or just racist homophobes. You know, whatever is you want to throw in there, just put it in there. That's what they called us, among other things. And they kept switching because they realized that the definitions that they were using weren't actually the fit. But they kept finding new ones, and sure enough, they did. And now they want us to come together. They want us to be nice to one another. Like Bette Midler and Alyssa Milano, I'd like to extend an olive branch to Trump supporters. I'm ready to move hashtag forward together. There's so much work to do to heal the nation. Let's be a part of the solution and not add to the problems we face. You mean the divisiveness that you did or that you blame Trump did? Because the media is the one that divided it. The media is the real enemy of the people, or the enemies of freedom. And all of you went along with it because you agree with them. They're just a propaganda mouthpiece for a socialist whatever's happened to the Democrat Party nowadays. It's basically whatever the media wants it to be. But Alyssa Milano, you said that. And then we have Bette Midler. In order to put demonizing rhetoric aside, we have to stop searching for it, reading it, believing it, and reacting violently to it. We become addicted to the rush of hating people we've never met. These are all tweets, by the way. You can all check it for yourself. She tweeted this in between the times she was just attacking like the Trump family and Trump supporters and all that. So before and after this tweet. So like, oh yeah, sure. You first. You know, this kind of stuff cracks me up because they say, oh, you know, you guys are just sore losers. Just put up with it like we did. You guys put up with it? You guys been talking about an illegitimate president for the past 4 years. The Democrats and the media were just trying to not just delegitimize, but also did basically their own coup to try to remove the president for 4 years. And now you're telling us that we got to put up with it? Like, because you guys accepted the last election? You never did it. You never did. You know what? I'll let this speak for itself because Whoopi Goldberg says along these lines. And that's what this episode is about. Welcome to Off the Record. I'm Andres. And in this one, I'm just going to be playing all these highlights and articles to show you the unity that these celebrities are asking for and these celebrity activist politicians are also asking for. I just love the unity all around. It's beautiful. But let's watch this part.
Clinton didn't say, hey, wait a minute. This doesn't feel right. Stop the count.
I do think that he knows he's an illegitimate president.
She didn't say, this isn't right, I'm not going for it. She didn't say any of that.
You can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
So all of you, suck it up. Suck it up like we sucked it up. And if you are not sure that you're comfortable with Joe Biden, do what we did. Find things and then take it to the law. And if the law says it's something to look at it. But from now on, suck it up.
You never say his name.
I don't.
Why?
I can't.
You recognize that he is the president.
He's there.
So yeah, Whoopi, no, not so much. And for Pedro Pascal, Mandalorian. This is a post that he actually took down from his Twitter after posting it up. But like they say, if it's on the internet, it lives forever. Pascal is punk. Losers in 1865, Confederate flag. Losers in 1945, Nazi flag. Losers in 2020, a MAGA cap. Pedro, you know what the first two have in common that the third one doesn't? The first two are socialists. The Confederates were the Democrats. Nazis were the National Aryan Socialist Party of Germany. I'm glad you deleted it because this really makes you look ignorant and stupid. But it's also to lead you that, you drank a lot of Kool-Aid with your Hollywood buddies. And I have questions about your behavior there too. But anyway, he posted on Instagram today a picture, an artistic rendition of him and Gina Carano hugging it out. Because, you know, Carano's under attack to be canceled from The Mandalorian because of all this inclusiveness. You know, she's a strong, independent woman, but she doesn't say or think what the left wants her to. She speaks for herself, and damn it, they gotta cancel her. Anyway, let's move on because Pedro's an idiot. John Leguizamo said that, you know, Cubans are, or any Hispanic that voted for Trump for that matter, are not Hispanics. They're lemurs that were actually more like cockroaches looking for raid. Nice one. But at least someone isn't hiding it. Michael Shannon tells Trump supporters it's their time to die now. I will find him. Yeah, sure you will, Michael. Sure. Yeah. Orange Man Bad. But there it is from Vulture.com. He wants us to die because, yeah. But, you know, in all this, in this all this call of unity that they call for, suck it up. Suck it up. The election's not over, by the way. So stay tuned for my election, my weekly election roundup that will come out on Friday afternoon, as it tends to be the case. But I'll save that commentary for then. Just know, we are far from over. So this one... this next part's really interesting because I talked about political enemies, and they're the ones that the media doesn't want to give reins to. Look at this. David Atkins. No, seriously, how do you deprogram 75 million people? Where do you start? Fox, Facebook? What to start thinking in terms of post-World War II Germany or Japan or the failures of Reconstruction in the South? What are they talking about? Deprogram 75 million people. Well, technically, it's referring to some kind of re-education camps. And this is a Democrat DNC member of the board, I think, something like that. So he called out for this. Is November 17th after the election. This is the kind of unity we're talking about. But AOC, who's, I guess, a mouthpiece for the left, she's the one who said it best. Here's her tweet. Actually, matter of fact, I'll just pull it up on the website so you don't think I'm making it up. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny the complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. She's talking about making a list of something. So this other guy responds. Hari Sevugan. You better believe it. We just launched a Trump accountability project to make sure anyone who took a paycheck to help Trump undermine America is held responsible for what they did. The Trump Accountability Project was TrumpAccountability.net. This is their website now. It's not anything. They have a statement here. Accordingly, in the spirit of the president's call to build a more united country, this project will no longer be active. These idiots don't just give a damn. This is what their project was, because I screenshotted the thing because I knew this was going to happen. We must never forget those who furthered the Trump agenda. We should welcome in our fellow Americans with whom we differ politically. But those who took a paycheck from the Trump administration should not profit from their efforts to tear our democracy apart. The world should never forget those who, when faced with a decision, chose to put their money, their time, and their reputations behind separating children from their families. Thanks, Obama. Encouraging racism and anti-Semitism. Yeah, that would be the Democrats. And negligently causing the unnecessary loss of life and economic devastation from our country's failed response to the COVID-19 pandemic. China lied, people died. We should not allow the following groups of people to profit from their experiences. Those who elected him. Those who staffed his government. Those who funded him. Sign up for updates. They took this part of their website down. And I actually have the Google document where they were creating the list and were inviting people to just come in and add their names to the list. I was going to add my name to that list too. And the Trump Accountability Project, as you saw on their website, actually took that down because, oh, it's a call for unity. Well, there's some actors that are not really following that because I think it's a day or two ago, Chris Evans, hashtag, remember who said nothing, November 19th, 2020. But what does that mean? Let's look at the hashtag. Someone greatly represented it here. Remember their names. I sure will. Said, look, y'all, now really. Kathy Bender, remember their names. Carl McCarthy, never forget the many Republicans who stood in defense of a traitor. So they're saying I'm one of those. Zach Braff even said we need that list. Alejandra said the same thing, that they want a list. The Trump Accountability Project actually wasn't even hiding their intentions, but political pressure put it to bed. But we have... even after that, celebrities actually calling for making the list, calling for us to die, and all these different things. So Chris Evans, hell Hydra, right? Yeah, you working for Hydra this whole time, making us think that you were American. So I was wrong, and I was right about you, but I was wrong to think that you knew better. So this is the kind of unity that they're calling for. There's actually one more article I don't have here. I need to pull it up. It might have been from Late Elder, but I think that's the Daily Wire might have it, because this I have to address. Is it here somewhere? There's your mug. There you go. Obama makes bizarre excuse for evangelical Hispanics voting Trump, ignoring illegals in cages. The cages that he built, actually, and that Trump removed, and Trump's racism. You know, Black Lives Matter, the thing that you know how long I've been actually challenging Black Lives Matter? 6 years. 6 years. How long has Trump been in president? Has been president? 4 years, right? So if they've been around for 6 years, yeah, home office. So if the BLM has been around for 6 years, who then? Someone's an outpost. That would be my food. Hold that thought. And I'm back. So I think I addressed enough of this. The thing is, this is the kind of unity they're calling for, insulting those of us that don't agree. They want to re-educate the 75 million that voted for Trump and a bunch of other stuff. So all these calls for unity, no, all they're really saying is put up and shut up. And that's why big tech, mainstream media, large corporations that I've been mentioning in my previous episodes, including my main show, have been encouraged and motivated to clamp down on what they call hate speech. So all these policies from Amazon, the Alphabet company, Google, which includes YouTube, Twitter and Facebook, they all happen to basically share the same human resources department. So the same rules apply all together, and they're policing it the same way. And it just so happens that that carries over to the corporations, where they basically adopt something similar. So I know what they're after. I've been fighting against censorship like crazy. So this is what they're going to be after. And no surprise at all. So yeah, we have Jimmy Kimmel insulting the president, people like us, Stephen Colbert, same thing. By the way, I love the calls for unity from the idea that is Antifa, because they're demanding Trump concede by, I think, Sunday of this coming week by noon, or else they're going to start terrorizing conservatives that live in certain regions. I think this is going to be in Michigan, Wisconsin, I forget, or maybe even Pennsylvania, one of those places. Some eyeliner wearing Antifa leader, self-proclaimed. By the way, last weekend there was a rally for Trump in Wattawa, Wisconsin, and a Biden supporter rammed his truck into the rally. It was all caught on video. No one's talking about that. I just love this unity. The fear of the violence that supposedly the Trump supporters are going to do. Why is it only the left doing it? Gotta love that unity. So yeah, expect more of this craziness. The election's not over, and those updates will be waiting for you on the election Groundhog Day Part 4 that airs this Friday. And believe me, it's gonna be a doozy. So stay tuned for Off the Record. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next one.